Congresswoman, we appreciate your concern about veterans' issues and especially the dilemma the Department of Veterans Affairs processing claims, treating, trying to deal with the suicide rates and unemployment. What are the next steps for the Department of Veterans Affairs to do to address these issues?
When we had a hearing a few weeks ago with Secretary Hagel, I and my colleagues really pressed him on the inadequacy and the dysfunction of the system. And Secretary Hagel agreed that he'd get back to us in 30 days to let us know the decision on what kind of a computer system he was going to use to coordinate with Secretary of Veterans Affairs. So I'm waiting, and I'm pushing it, and I'm going to make sure this gets done.
And Congresswoman, you brought up the very serious issue that came up last week of sexual assault in the military. 26,000 cases were reported. What are your thoughts on how this needs to be addressed to protect those who serve?
I think it's very important that a woman who alleges she's been assaulted sexually should not have to go through the chain of command. Because how do you go through the chain of command and not see some prejudicial results? So there has to be a separate unit, separate individuals that this woman can go to in privacy and let this person be able to appear, defend themselves, have a court of justice. And then, if that person is convicted, they should be dishonorably discharged. So I'm looking at several pieces of legislation to propose that this be done in a way that respects the man who's been accused and the woman who has said privately that she has been sexually assaulted. Both have to be respected. But if a person is found guilty, that person should be discharged from the military. We have the greatest military in the world. And to see these allegations is very disturbing to me.
Absolutely. If I could just follow up on one of our recent discussions about the sequester cuts causing over $40 billion in cuts to the military budget for this year. Is there any remedy to that, or is this something the military is just having to live with?
There certainly is a remedy, and we need Republicans and Democrats working with the President of the United States to address the sequester. You can't just do it piecemeal. For example, there was a bill to stop the cuts at the FAA because people were inconvenienced at the airport. There was a bill to increase money for food inspectors because people felt this was essential. Besides the military, what about our kids in school, in Head Start, in pre-K? What about the National Institutes of Health? We have to look at the whole sequester and put together additional cuts that are not going to be a disaster. We've already cut $2.5 trillion from the budget. Right now, we have to create the jobs and look at the cuts long range so they're not negatively impacting whether it's our military or our kids or our future.
Congresswoman Nita Lowey, thank you very much for all your support of our veterans.
Thank you.
It's Ken Kratzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio.